Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
A little late, but hey, we're getting there. So great things are happening. It's just Friday free-for-all. It's August 26, 2022 still, but we're rocking and rolling here, getting things done. So this is kind of Friday free-for-all. We kind of go over whatever we did here in the last week. We kind of touch on subjects, and then, you know, anything else anybody wants to strike up or whatever, and then we go over a few things and just knock it out. So before I go any further, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, and that is DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. We appreciate all their support. Those are the guys that they, you know, if you got any of that particulate filter stuff where you got to have the DPF filter or your SCR units, DEF fluid, all that kind of stuff, and you got the technology there, but you need somebody to help you through it or even get parts to replace stuff, they got all that. And the best part is they actually clean those filters with you. If you got the situation to where you got a filter and you need to clean, and you go to these shops and they say, oh, yeah, we'll clean it for you, it takes about an hour. Go look at their machines. Go look at them. And they're not taking care of them. And the best thing about it is DPF Regeneration, they're taking care of them. And they'll ship it off to their facilities, their clean labs, and they'll take it and they'll clean it in that clean lab and then overnight it back to you. So that's just awesome stuff the way they do it. So like I said, check them out. At DPF Regeneration, they're at dpfregeneration.com, or you can give them a call at 800-634-3010 and let them know that you support Redneck and Eyes, and they support Redneck and Eyes, and you appreciate them support Redneck and Eyes, and we really do appreciate DPF Regeneration's support of Redneck and Eyes. So it's Redneck and Eyes Radio and all things Redneck and Eyes related. So we're having a great time doing this. So just check that out. Like I said, that's dpfregeneration.com. Appreciate all their support. And let's see. I'm just getting along here, seeing how things are going. And, oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. Cool deal. So, yeah, just things going on there. And cool deal. So we're just rocking and rolling. Like I said, everybody, just Friday free for all, whatever you want to talk about. We'll go over a few things that we talked about here in the shows this week, going along with, like, you know, there was an accident we're going to actually, I'll look it up here, and we'll dive into the accident that happened yesterday morning out there in West Virginia. The driver was arrested for driving under the influence. So we'll delve into that and see if we got any more details on that stuff. And then, there was a couple of bad accidents where a woman was killed out there in Cleveland, Texas, where she was trying to pass a big truck and got hit by another big truck coming the other way. We know Heartland Express, they're buying out that CFI for $525 million. That was a big deal. And then, of course, we had a lot of rain here in this last week and weekend. So just making sure everybody's understanding about that and what's going on with that stuff and everything. And, of course, me and Jeff, we talked about a little bit of football. That was a lot of fun. So and then there was this weird deal with the Kardashians. They showed up to a truck stop at like 2 o'clock in the morning and took a bunch of pictures, and they were kind of making fun of the whole system. So that was really weird to me. So we'll touch on that a little bit and see, you know, what else is going on. So like I said, we'll check it out. Redneck and I's Radio. You can check us out at redneckandi's.com. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. We're also on YouTube Live right now. So appreciate everybody following along with that. In fact, let me click over there and make sure that everything looks good on that end. There we go. Cool deal. All right, good deal. So, yeah, go ahead and you can chime in over there as well. Like I said, YouTube Live. We appreciate everybody doing that. So check us out here, Redneck and I's Radio. We'll see you in a bit.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Right to the mountain, the end of the end.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and I's Radio. We're getting things going here. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. This is a Friday free-for-all. We're just going over things that we talked about here in the past couple of days this week and touch on some subjects and follow up on some things. And what we did, we followed up because right toward the end of the show yesterday, if it's not on Google, I don't see it because I don't know exactly what to look for. And a lot of times, there's nothing you don't know unless you know exactly what you're looking for, and we did this. So there was a truck crash Thursday morning, shortly after midnight on Thursday morning on the West Virginia Turnpike, and it shut down the highway because it was a hazmat spill. So the whole they had to call the crews out to get it cleaned up and everything. So Greg called in and said, you know, did you see anything about that? So I looked it up, and yeah, surely there is. And now we've got some reports on that from the local news down there or wherever it is. And we'll go ahead and go over those a little bit. So let me switch everything over here to my little screen share for YouTube and y'all can see. So CDL Life actually put together a little deal, and we'll what I'll do is I'll share the CDL Life article because it has the video footage and some extra pictures that you could see. So we go to cdllife.com. You'll be able to see that. And where am I at? Here we are. And I'll post that to the YouTube channel's comments. And you'll be able to see that. So the driver did get arrested for driving under the influence. And it looks like the truck kind of rolled over and sprawled out across the whole interstate. So I'm not real sure. We'll try to look at the video footage and see if we can get some more details on that. So So let me slide this over here. If you're on YouTube, you can see it where we definitely got it here. And I will go ahead and play this video here. We might have to do some ads or whatever, but we'll go ahead and play this on YouTube and we'll be able to see the report. From the local news, this is News Channel 3. What is it again? WSAZ. News Channel 3. And they got a pretty good detailed report on their local news channel here. So I was trying to get it. Yeah, so they're out of Huntington, West Virginia, is where this local news crew is here. So we'll get all that pulled up and kind of set up there, and let's hit it. And it's thinking. So let's see here.
Shell Rotella, yes, with advanced synthetic technology protects against engine
ads.
Wear, saving you money.
I can mute the ads. We got about 7 seconds for the ad to play. And it's kind of cool. They, you know, these computers are just, whoops. Okay, now we should be able to go.
A traffic update to tell you about. After nearly 20 hours of being shut down, lanes of the West Virginia Turnpike are back open. Just after midnight in the northbound lanes on the Skidder Creek Bridge, a truck driver carrying a load of hazardous chemicals lost control, jackknifed, and then crossed the barrier wall, blocking both the north and southbound lanes. Cleanup crews were able to contain the chemical spill and remove the trailer from the southbound lanes and remove the tractor from the northbound lanes. Okay, that's not the end of the story, though. The truck driver, Dennis West, was arrested for DUI. A criminal complaint says that when police showed up, they smelled alcohol all over his breath. Police say that he failed field sobriety tests and a breathalyzer test. Then another breathalyzer revealed blood alcohol.
The truck's all over the road.
1.28. He was placed under arrest for DUI and taken to the West Virginia State Police Turnpike office in Beckley to be processed.
Yeah, he just go around the curve. He was going too fast around the curve and lost control. That's what it looks like. So, yeah. From those videos right there, you could tell that it was a curve. It's like one of the little mountain passes through that turnpike right there. And that's pretty much why it gets shut down, because there's no way to get around that. You know, when you're in the mountain passes, there's just no way around that. So, So there was another drone footage. Let me slide this other one over here. This is from CDL Life as well. And see, okay, here is a drone video.
Shop pre-owned with KT Auto and get the
ads. I tell you what, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So yeah, this here's a drone footage that we're looking at here. And it's got the truck sitting all by itself. Looks like they cleaned it up before they moved it, because it looks cleaned up to me. And looks like he was probably coming from the top on the left, and the curve, he just, the trailer is one of those little short little Connexes. Yeah, see, he just, that trailer just rolled over the barrier and into the other lanes of traffic. That's what it looks like to me. And of course, those containers,
views as an unbiased,
I don't know how heavy those containers are, but I mean, you load them all down with chemical. If that one trailer had nothing but liquid chemical in it, it was heavy. You know that. So that's one of those deals. We thought maybe he got stuck in some kind of turnaround or something like that. But no, it was just a curve. It was like a mountain pass curve, what you can tell from all that. So yeah, and but of course, like the guy on the news said, you know, it says he was arrested. The accident happened just after midnight on Thursday, August 25th in Fayette County, West Virginia. According to the news, Channel 3 News, the accident sparked a chemical spill involving the chemical and the cleaning is a cleaning agent. When officers made contact with the driver, they could smell alcohol in his breath and it administered a field sobriety test. The driver is Dennis West, failed the field sobriety test and was taken to the West Virginia State Police Turnpike office in Beckley to be processed. A breathalyzer test revealed that his blood alcohol level was 0.128, officials say. All lanes of the roadway were closed for more than 19 hours for cleanup, and the incident and the wreck has since been cleared. So yeah, this here, the pictures and videos here show a better understanding of what happened in the crash. Looks like he was just going down the road and lost control. He was going too fast and of course, he's one of those little short trailers, short little shipping containers, and he was probably loaded down heavy, and that's a big top heavy load there. That's all condensed down into one little short trailer. So yeah, I don't know if anybody else could see that on there, but like I said, that's on our YouTube video. You can see that. That's how it is. So yep, that's the way things go on that. And I've never pulled those short ones before, but I know that I pulled. You know, you've got those shipping containers that are like 45 or 40 foot or 48 foot. And that one looks like it's what, one of those 25s or 30s. I don't know. It's not very big, but they load them down. If they load them down heavy and you've got something short like that, you know, there's a lot of weight right there, all condensed down. And, you know, so yeah, I don't see how they, the driver was probably trying to go too fast. And that's what it is. So yeah, those things get heavy on you, and that's the way it works. Man, I tell you, going too fast because he was drinking, because he was probably up all day, up all night, and he's probably got one of those great jobs that, you know, we haven't even actually looked at. They don't know. Like the name of the carrier. The picture that they took, the booking picture, looks like he's wearing like a yellow T-shirt from when he's been in like the ports or something. So, you know, whether it be a train, the train port or an actual shipping port. So he's one of those jobs where he goes in and out of the ports all day long, and it's a sleeper truck. So definitely running long distances that he needs that. But the assessment indicated that the truck was hauling a minimum of 12 275-gallon totes of that chemical, which is primarily used as a cleaning agency. The environmental contractor is currently on site. And that was the original article from yesterday afternoon. And so, yeah. But everything's back open now. But, I mean, See, traffic heading north to follow Turnpike Detour A. Yeah, this is all traffic route from the from all that stuff. So yeah, it's just crazy stuff right there. And I'll just have to say it's the whole drinking thing. You know, we said it yesterday that it's not going to stop. Okay, you can have all these different rules. In fact, one of the new rules that they're thinking about doing is adding the hair test to the clearinghouse thing. What was it exactly? I forgot now. It was talking about, I think it was like the pool. So what it was FMCSA. It says clearinghouse into federal drug clearinghouse will consider allowing hair drug test results to be reported into the federal drug clearinghouse. And this was on Freight Waves, and this was on Tuesday. And of course, nobody cares. And the way truck drivers, you know, we hate this. In fact, I was talking to a couple of friends about this because it's one of those things where in truck driving, it's like that. If you're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to worry about. Well, it's really stupid because there's still people out there doing anything wrong and they're not getting caught. So what's the point? What's the point in having rules if the people that don't follow them are still getting away with it? They're getting away with not following the rules. So it's this here is a group of big name trucking companies once again asking federal regulations to allow hair testing for drugs to determine if a person is fit to drive. And this time the government has agreed to consider their case. The Trucking Alliance, with members that include J.B. Hunt, U.S. Express, Knight Swift, are seeking an exemption for the first time allow positive results using hair to test for drugs taken from random testing and pre-employment screening of drivers to be uploaded into the FMCSA Drug and Alcohol Clearinghouse. So what they're trying to do, I guess they're using the hair because I guess it's more expensive, but it's more detailed. And if you piss in a cup and you get popped for a positive, well, that's only going back, what, a month maybe? I don't even know if it's that far. I don't even know how far back they can go on that. Anybody know anything more about that, let me know. But it doesn't go back that far. Hair can go back like 6 months to a year, depending on how long the hair is. And so they want to say that if we cut your hair and test your hair and it comes back positive and we fire you, that goes into the clearinghouse. And I guess more and more people get popped on that because it's one of those things where, especially pre-employment, let's say that you decide you're going to become a truck driver. Well, hell, you get your CDL in less than 3 months, 3 to 6 months. And you say, well, I need to stop smoking pot, you know, or doing drugs. Now that I'm becoming a truck driver, well, hell, you'll get your CDL. Within 6 months, they do a hair test that comes back, well, you did drugs. I said, yeah, I did drugs back when I was screwing up, not when I was truck driving. I mean, it's basically what they're doing is they're going back way, way further than when they were truck driving. And of course, you know, talking to regular folks about all this, they think it's freaking stupid because it's like, wait a minute. So you can't do that even when you're off duty. Like if you're at home on vacation for a week, you still can't do that. I said, no, you can't. You know, everybody out there is doing, you know, whatever they want to do as long as they're not doing it, you know, during work. And trucking, it's like you can't do it at all. And it's like, yeah, okay, I understand. You know, a lot of people are like, well, I don't do it anyway. It doesn't matter to me. You go, yeah, but the problem is that this right here just proves that they're trying anything. They're trying anything to get rid of you. And I say this all the time. The trucking industry spends millions and millions of dollars trying to hire truck drivers, and then they spend millions and millions of dollars trying to fire truck drivers. I mean, this is what they're trying to do. As soon as you get hired, they're immediately trying to find ways to fire you. That's what they're trying to do. You know, so when you go to a friend's house and they might get out there on the patio and partake, you better sit in the corner away from them or just leave because, you know, if you get some kind of secondhand pot smoke up you, you know, you're screwed because they'll find out. That's just how it is. So, you know, and that's the way it was in the military. You know, if you showed up to a party, if you were in the military and you showed up to a party and they had some illegal drugs there, you better leave. Because if anything happened and you were even, if somebody even like took a picture and put it on Facebook of you at a party with drugs sitting on the counter or whatever, you know, even if you were 19 years old in the military and somebody took a picture and you were drinking, you get in trouble. You're damn near like, you know, court-martial your ass. So there was no proof that you had been drinking, but you were there. So, you know, it's one of those things. It's what they call it, correlation. So, yeah, crazy shit. And it pisses me off because I just talked about this before. There was a couple of people, a couple of lawyers trying to get this fight. But trucking industry, there might be a few other jobs, but the trucking industry is the only industry that where the federal government does drug testing. If you're a doctor or a lawyer or a school teacher, there is no federal law. There are cities here. I live in a city right now. The school district does not do drug testing on their teachers. They don't. So there. I mean, if you're a school teacher and you work at a school and teach kids, you know, whatever you want to teach them, whatever they say teaching them, you're certified, you went to college, all that stuff, you're certified to be a teacher. And the government does not test you for drugs. So on the weekends, you want to partake and have a good time and do whatever you want to do, they don't care. Show up, you know, you can show up high. As long as you're not exuberating the symptoms, they don't care. Okay? And you think, well, truck driving, listen, who do you care most about? You care about the truck driver out there that's driving out there during the day? Yeah, you care about him. I agree. But why don't you care about the teacher teaching your kids? I don't understand that. Why is it okay for the teacher that's teaching your kids? You're leaving your kids unattended with a drug abuser all day long, okay? You care about the truck driver, that's fine. But you got a kid over here. Your kid is going to school and being supervised by drug users. And, of course, most of the parents out there say, well, you know, I mean, shoot, as long as I'm over here and doing my thing. I mean, you know, they don't care anyway. But, yep, don't get me off on a rant, and then it's over. So, yeah. Ah, man, let's see. I was playing a song earlier that I really liked, and I'll play another one now. Oh, wait a minute. I got on a rant, and now I got to fix everything up again. There we are. Awesome. Get it going. So we're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. Go check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget one of our great sponsors, and that is Trucker Tools. You can check them out at truckertools.com. Go download their app. Like I said, we're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 515-602-9731. Redneck and Eyes Radio. We'll see you in a bit.
Try your best to win them all, and one day time will tell. When you're the one left standing there, you've reached the final bell. You're the best.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneck and Eyes. Redneck and Eyes, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Ed with Redneck and I's Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining us along. We're also on YouTube Live. Go check us out over there. And let me double-check everything. Everything looks good on there. We got that article posted on the comments talking about the crash out there in West Virginia. Driver was arrested for blowing a .128 in the breathalyzer. That is actually three times the legal limit, because in truck driving, it's .04. In regular vehicles, it's .08. But truck drivers, .04. Most companies, if they think you've been drinking and they do a breathalyzer, and let's say you blow a .001 or a .01 or just something that's legal, and the government says, oh, you're okay. The company finds out about it, you're toast, because a lot of companies have zero tolerance. So let's go to the phones, and what's going on, my friend?
Hey, what's happening, Ed?
Just getting through it.
I see.
Trying to keep my blood pressure down.
You and I usually we don't disagree on a whole lot of things, but with that, about the teachers and the partying and everything, that right there, yeah, I agree. They shouldn't be, they should be tested like everybody else.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody that works for state or federal, local, whatever, should be tested. But I don't think that if a teacher goes home at night and she or he smokes a joint, do whatever they want to do at night, I don't think that that's really – I don't see how that's really putting a child's life at risk, sitting in a classroom just because she screwed up. Yeah, they might not be learning nothing. But she's not really going to – there really ain't going to be no physical harm there as long as they're not beating on them. We know that don't, go. But, what I'm saying is, that teacher's not running a car or an 80,000-pound truck around in the classroom running over the kids. Okay?
Well, no.
That being said, though, you got the cops – you got police and fire and your county, your deputy sheriffs and your county. You got them out here. And, I'm not saying that all of them don't get drug tested, but I'd say 90% of them don't have to do any drug testing.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So, and here they are out there with guns. They're out there packing guns. They're driving 80, 90 mile an hour. They're doing that when they're straight up. I mean, these cops out here, what gives them the right to be running 100 mile an hour down the damn road with no lights on? And we went over this before. And and if you front them on it, then, we was on our way to a call. They turned some damn lights and siren in. Because if you're running down the road at night, especially, or after dark, whatever, they're running 80, 85, 90 mile an hour and 100 mile an hour down the road, and a car pulls out. And, to pass them, and they run over them. Well, now then they want to blame everybody but them. You see them running down the road, playing on their laptops, talking on their cell phones, everything else.
Right.
They don't know drug testing. They get away with that stuff. They catch you messing with your phone or playing with a laptop. Oh, my God, man. You just committed a big crime. You're going to jail.
Well, yeah. Well, I think
the
biggest.
It don't make any damn sense.
The biggest thing I think the biggest problem I have with it is the federal law. There's a federal law that says truck drivers have to be drug tested. There is no federal law that says that cops or firefighters or teachers or doctors or even lawyers.
Exactly.
There's no federal law requiring them to be drug tested, but there is a federal law. You can have drug test. I mean, we were talking about it yesterday. We know right here the guy got arrested for drinking. Okay, so we know the rules are not working if people
right,
are still getting
not.
Busted. Right. So why do we have this massive rule? I mean, you can work for a company that tests. You can live in a state that requires testing or whatever, but it's like the federal government has this massive control over the industry because Congress gave them that power, and now they have all this control, but nobody else, no other industry, pilots. Airline pilots don't have the same rules. So,
exactly.
I think the biggest thing is that what we see, and you and I see it, because this guy here, you know, I'd be interested to see how he ends up. He'll probably won't go to jail for very long because, but what it looks like to me that because of this law, the sentences are very lenient. I mean, if a lawyer messed up and did something wrong, or a cop, or let's say a cop was doing drugs and he shot people because of that, yeah, they're going to charge him with murder and he's going to go away. But a truck driver, if a truck driver drinks or does drugs and gets out there and turns and does like what this guy does, if he just rolls the truck over and blocks traffic all day long like that, ain't nothing going to happen to him. They don't care.
No.
Yeah. And it's just like, they're like, well, it's a law. Everybody needs to follow the law. And if they break the rule, it's no big deal. So it's really no big deal.
You know, most of the laws, they keep writing, and we said it before, they keep writing more laws. If they would just enforce the laws that's already on the book, they don't need right. more laws. They need to enforce the ones they got.
Yeah. Well,
I don't
we're
know.
Seeing...
I can't tell you the times. And you've been out there. I can dare, you know, I don't know the times that I go into a truck stop at night, you know, to stop in there at night. Them guys on their, you know, I don't give a damn if they're on their 10-hour break or they're on their 34-hour break. I don't care what it is. You know, now here's a perfect example of that. Now it's a truck stop. Well, now they're travel plazas, so they get away with it. But they go in there, they're selling beer. Them guys will go in there and they'll buy a 6-pack, a 12-pack, a case. I see them all the time. They'll come in there and buy a case of beer, walk their ass right out the doors, right out into the truck lot, get in the truck, and they'll sit there and drink beer. You know, whatever. Okay, if they're under 34-hour, that's fine, whatever. But how do you know?
Well,
you know,
no, here's,
I mean, they might be 10 hours. I've seen guys come in there and get it, drink it. I'll have a beer. I'm down for my 10-hour break. I'm going to have some beer. You know, bullshit.
Well, just like what you're saying, I think what you're getting to, and I agree with you, is that drivers do it all the time, but it's against the law. You can't have alcohol in the truck at all.
That's right. That's right.
And if they would just enforce that rule, then drivers would not do that. But drivers, you know, and of course you can make the argument, well, while the truck's parked, that's my home for the night and all this. Well, that's not what the law says. The law says absolutely no alcohol in the truck, period. There's no argument to be made. So all you got to do, you know, but nobody cares. Nobody cares. They just keep a lot, like you're saying, the truck stop, sell it. And if the truck stop guy behind the counter, it could be the manager or just the guy working nights, he sees the guy walk in on the truck. You know, you got the truck, these truck stops, truck, whatever you want to call them. There's two different, you can see a guy walk in from the one entrance from the truck parking side. You know he's a truck driver. You know, so
and so
when you see him walk back there and grab a 6-pack out of the cooler and pay for it, you know what he's doing. So you sell it to him, and you're like, well, we're just selling it to him. We're not, you know, well, that's, you know, that's the responsibility that they don't bear anymore. They don't care. You know, it's like it's not my job to determine who buys it, who doesn't. Well, yeah, it kind of is. You know, I mean, we're falling down to it because we're getting to that point now in the world today that you're responsible for other people's behaviors. That's what's going to come. You know, if I have to pay off student loans to college pricks, then you got to not sell beer to people that shouldn't be buying it.
That's right. That's bullshit. Yeah, that right there, that's horseshit. You know, writing off all them student loans, forgiving all them student loans for these people. Hey, they went, they took out the loans, agreed to pay it. Now they don't want to pay it. He writes it off because, oh, they're having hardship. What about all the ones over the years that's took them and had to pay it off? You know,
and got
penalized for it and everything else. It's bullshit.
Yep. Or the people that decided right out of high school that they were going to go into a job that doesn't require all that and everything.
You want free college education, go in the military. You can get it. It won't cost you nothing, but I'm not writing it off for you for free student loans.
Exactly. Yeah. The funny deal was that even as truck drivers making money and all that, I mean, Ben Shapiro said, he's like, why don't we just go ahead and cancel credit card debt? And I'm like, you know what? Let's go ahead and cancel lease purchases. Everybody that's in a current lease purchase, you no longer have to start making payments. The trucks are paid for. Well, imagine what
that's
that
right.
would do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So we got looks like we got the Arizona afterburner calling in, too, here.
Arizona afterburner? What are you talking about?
I don't know. That's what your race car driver name is, isn't it?
No. Not even close. No, you guys were talking about the people that are you have to pay off the loans and whatnot. What about the people that paid their kids to go through college and paid off those loans? Now
that's
you're
going
to make
I'm
me
saying.
Pay off everybody else's loan? I don't flippin' think so. I can barely make it get by right now, let alone paying off someone else. You're going to tax me on my money at the end of the year? I'm not going to have no return.
Exactly what I'm saying.
Yep, that's exactly right.
You had to pay for your kids. If they went through school, you had to pay to help them go through college or whatever. Now, the ones that could afford it, the kids still got the student loans to go. They should be responsible for it. You know, anytime you borrow money or whatever, then what about everybody with mortgages? Everybody borrowed money, to buy a house or whatever, buy their home. Well, now they're financially strapped. They can't make the payments on it. Are they going to write off all the mortgage loans too? They should. It ain't no, there is nothing no different there.
Yep, I agree. Nothing no different.
A loan is a loan. It don't matter what it's for, education
yep,
or otherwise.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. A loan's a loan. You agreed, you made a contract to pay that back in a certain amount of time, and you agreed it. You signed your life away, like 9 million signatures and whatever. You need to pay that back. Go find a job to pay it back.
So here, you want to hear some interesting rules. I listen to a lot of the podcasts while going down the road and everything. I don't know if you guys heard this at all, but the funny thing about it is that if you got a student loan from a private lender, not the public forum, but the private lenders, then you're not eligible for this reimbursement. So you're not going to get any kind of help if you went to a private lender. So then you got to break it on down. So then who's getting money from private lenders and who's getting money from the public from the government?
Wait a minute. The government is not a private. There is not a private lender. You know, that's us. That's us.
No, yeah,
we,
I agree.
We are that lender, not the government. We, the people, are the lenders.
Well, that's exactly what I'm getting to. Is that the forgiveness that your good buddy Joe is going to forgive these loans are only for the government student loan program. It's not so if you're going to college and you applied to, let's say, you know, a regular bank, SoFi or whatever, and they gave you a loan, and you got a student loan from them saying, okay, when you graduate college, start your job, then you pay it off. Well, but my question is who is getting these loans? Why aren't the private organizations giving out these loans to these other people? Why do they have to rely on the government to give them the loans? And you want to know the answer to that question is? Because the people that are giving the private loans from the private banks and everything, they're taking classes and having majors and getting degrees in the stuff that actually pays money. So if you're going to go to college to be a lawyer, then these private banks are going to give you loans because they're like, well, yeah, because when you become a lawyer, you're going to make money. And we'll definitely, you know, I'm going to go to school to be a doctor. I need some student loans to pay for my school to be a doctor. The private companies will say, well, yeah, I'll give you money to do that because once you become a doctor, you're going to make lots of money. If you want to go to school to be some type of gender studies or fine arts or some kind of underwater basket weaving, then the public sector gives you a loan because they say you deserve to chase your dreams. If you want to study that, then you have every right in the world to study that. Here's a loan from the federal government to give that to you. The local banks are laughing at you because they're like, well, if you get a degree in that, you're not going to get a good job. That's exactly who is getting these forgiveness are people that have degrees but don't have good jobs because the degree sucks.
Well, how many of these banks are government funded? You got to ask yourself too.
Well, that's the other thing. You know, they move the money around. We all know that. You know, they all do that where they move the money around and everybody's happy. And, you know, it's funny because somebody was talking about China, you know, and they say that China, back in 2008, when everybody was having the economic downturn, China decided. They all got in a room and decided that we're not going to have a downturn. And what they did is they inflated their currency to make sure that everybody in China didn't suffer from the downturn. But now it's just delayed it because their economy is fixing to collapse because they're worse off than we are. They'll never admit to it. And then also you got, and it's just stuff we don't understand because it's like they just move money around. You know, the American banks buy out the Chinese banks, and then the Chinese banks will buy out the American banks. And, you know, everybody just – the private people's bank accounts are the ones that are getting full. So, you know, and here I am. You know, here you are. You got money in the bank. Well, the government keeps printing money. And you're like, well, I'm not taking that money, and I'm not doing that and all that. But the money in your bank is losing value because they're printing money. So it doesn't even matter, you know. You could be against it all you want. As long as they keep printing money, whether it be Republicans or Democrats, the money in your bank is being less valuable every day.
Yep.
So, yep. But, yeah, that's me. That's what I did. So, the guy got arrested. And I don't know if you guys seen the video yet. I put it up on YouTube, on the YouTube video. You can see that. So we it's like the guy kind of was going around the curve on one of those mountain passes out there. And he just kind of lost control, and the trailer flipped over. It's one of those short little trailers, short little shipping containers, the little ones. That's what he was hauling. And you know if he was loaded down. Yeah, the 20-footers. Yeah, he was hauling one of those, and it was loaded down with all that, with all those liquid containers, liquid totes. You know that thing was moving around, and it was heavy, sloshing. There's still a lot of sloshing going around in those containers, even though those...
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of slosh in those containers, and there's no baffles in those containers to slow it down either.
Well, I mean, they were in totes, and even the totes slosh around, so yeah.
Regardless, yeah, that's what I mean. There's no baffles in those totes. It just sloshes around, and he's along for the ride.
Yep, exactly. So,
that and being really, really blitzed out of his mind, yeah, he ain't going to slow down.
Well, you know, he was probably going about 80... You know, I thought when I first showed when they first showed a video, it was showing the video at night, but they were just showing the current live feed. They weren't showing the actual. I thought maybe they had a recording from like the what do they call it, the light pole cam sitting out there on the road. And I thought maybe they had a video. Maybe they do, and they just haven't released it yet, but they probably got video of it actually turning over.
I got a question for you, Robbie. When was the last time that you got popped for a random?
It was this year.
Did you say
March?
How about you, Ed?
It's within the year, not this year, but probably back in November or October.
The whole time that I was with Universal. I never got popped for a random. I took my pre-employment. I was there 3 years and never took another one. Never got a random. Not that I was not care. You know, it didn't matter to me one way or the other. But I never got a random. Never got popped for a random. I was with Hurley for 2 years. Never got a pop for a random over there. And they only had like 55, 60 trucks.
Yes.
Got popped for a random.
Yeah. That's questionable,
too. I've been lucky. I've been popped for two. One this year, one last year for a random. And I'm glad that I was at home. I was both times I was at home when I got popped. I'm glad I didn't get popped when I was out on the road trying to find a place where I could get a truck and or a trailer into a place to do a random at.
When I was a Swift, I got popped like 2 months in a row. Like they had a list that gets generated once a month, and I popped on that list twice in a row. Like 1 month I was on the list, and then the next month I was on the list. So, I mean and you're talking about that. It's supposed to be a random list, so they're supposed to do random. So I don't know what that constitutes. What does that mean, random? What does that mean? Does that mean that you have to have a computer software that'll automatically go through your list?
It's supposed to be computer generated.
Yeah,
the computer, I guess, what I understand, is supposed to pull it up.
And then, if you have a fleet of so many drivers, if your fleet is not that big, let's say you only have 10 drivers, then you're supposed to be included into a pool of other companies that have, you know, 10 or less drivers. So it's part of that. So, you know, I don't know if 55 drivers is part of that where it has to be in a pool. So You know, Hurley might have been in a program with other companies. You never know.
I don't know. Look at that clearinghouse they got. What good is it?
Exactly. And now what the deal is now that these big companies that do hair testing now, they're trying to get that included into the results. So if they pop a guy for you know, just like I said, if you wake up today and decide you're going to be a truck driver, you'll have your CDL before Christmas. So if you get a job, let's say you go to your pre-screening appointment at the 1st of December, and you've laid off everything starting today. You're like, I smoked pot last weekend, but I'm not going to smoke it anymore because I'll be a truck driver. When they go cut your hair, they'll find out that you smoke pot because that's how far it goes
right.
back.
Well, look on the bright side of it, Ed. You ain't got nothing to worry about.
Who, me?
Well, no. If they don't, this is what I've heard. If you don't have hair on your head, like Ed don't have no hair on his head, and he shaves the rest of it, his mustache or his beard.
No. Hey, I don't. I will attest.
Or his arm.
So you know that I've always had short hair. Like even when I didn't shave my head, my hair was short. So I when I went to work for Schneider, I went to the doctor and they said we're going to do a hair test. And I said, well, this is my hair. I don't know what you're going to do. They pulled it from under my arm. That's where they took the hair.
Yeah.
And that hair is a good, I mean, if you actually stretch that hair out, that's a good 5-6 inches of hair. And so I'll tell
just
you, Greg.
Just be lucky they've been able to get it off under your arm.
Right, because they'll get it
where they're going to go next.
Yep, that's exactly right. That's what I was going to say. So even if you think you can get it
going next,
off,
yeah, exactly.
they'll get that hair. So, yeah. Yep, there you go. But there's kids today, they shave everything, so, you know. But we'll talk about that on another episode.
All right. Hey, you gotta get to work.
Yeah, that's another day.
Oh, my God. Oh, here's another good song. You know what? Hang on. I got to do it again. Every time we do it, I don't know, man. I would love it to get a better system set up here. You know, I mean, I got a pretty good setup, but I tell you what, I wish I had, you know, like top line. Awesome. But, you know, hey, what are you going to do? But that's going to wrap it up, I think. I got to get to work. So, and it's Friday free for all. That means it's cheeseburger Friday. So.
All right. I'll talk to you all tomorrow or
good
Monday.
Deal. Good deal.
All right. Later.
Yep. Well, later. All right. Yep. Later. This has been Redneckinized Radio, and let's fire it up. There we go. So it's been Redneckinized Radio live here. We are here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. We're also on YouTube live during that time, so you can check us out. Please go subscribe to the YouTube channel. You can get all the links to those at redneckinized.com, all the links to our social media accounts, and especially all the links to our great sponsors. You got DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com, Trucker Tools at truckertools.com, and also Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com. Appreciate all their support of Redneckinized. So, like I said, until next time, we'll be back Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. local. The Cowboys play tonight. They play Seattle. It's on the NFL Network. Ain't that big of a deal. Baseball's still going on. The playoffs might start. Let's see. That'll be toward the end of September. So you got another month of baseball before the playoffs start. So it's more fun when the playoffs, because then it matters. And I don't know. Baseball's boring if it doesn't matter when it gets tight like that. But anyway, football's a lot of fun. Just like Jeff said yesterday, Nebraska and Northwestern will be playing in Ireland at 11:30 Central Time. A.M. 11:30 A.M. Central Time on Saturday, and it'll be on Fox. That game will be on Fox. So I don't know if that's going to be a regional deal where not everybody's going to get to see it, but there's not too much college football going on, so that might be a national televised game. It's going to be in Ireland, so it'll probably be prime time out there because it'll be 11:30 A.M. here in the Central Time Zone, 12:30 East Coast Time Zone. So check that out. I get all of my sports information from CBS Sports app. Because it's easier to read and I can control it a little better. So I get a lot of fun for that. So just a plug for that if anybody's looking for a sports app to keep track of things. NFL, you want just NFL, the NFL app's good. To me, ESPN, they just got too much fluff, too much going on. And I support CBS. I don't support ESPN, so there you go. But anyway, check it out. Like I said, redneckandeyes.com. Appreciate everybody's support on there. And don't forget to make sure to chime in for Truckers for Hope, Truckers, the number 4, Hope.com. And I'll put that on the comments at the bottom here, Truckers4Hope.com. There you go. So check that out. Like I said, we'll be hanging out there September 22nd. Yep, no, 23rd. September 23rd, the 25th. Check that out. Appreciate everybody joining that. And that's going to do it for us. Check us out. Like I said, redneckandeyes.com. Oh, man. I think I messed up. There it is. Moving things around here. Cool deal. All right, check things out. Like I said, this is going to be wrap it up. And you know what? We'll just go ahead and run through this song here, and we'll start a new song. There you go. Cool deal. So just get things going here. Like I said, everybody have a great weekend. Stay safe and stay successful. And we'll see you up and down the road there. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. Have a good weekend.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and Eyes.